This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. February was another strong month for pork and beef exports. We'll have more right after this.
April is full of monthly observances that center around food. So whether it's National Brunch Month, National Grilled Cheese Month, or my personal favorite, National Bacon, Lettuce, and Tomato Sandwich Month, farmers can be proud of the work they do to produce the foods that people eat all over the world. So if you take part in observing any of these food-related celebrations, make sure you thank the American farmers who produce the food of all kinds to meet every dietary preference and make these celebrations of and around food so much more memorable. This message from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said that while it was another outstanding month for the leading market in Mexico, where pork exports are well ahead of last year's record pace, shipments also trended higher to South Korea, Central and South America, Oceania, and the Caribbean.
February export stats continue to show significant momentum for pork globally, up 10% year-to-date, 14% growth in the month of February. We continue to see a dramatic performance by Mexico, but I think this month the real story is that there's a lot of other markets that are contributing to the cause. We've got Korea, we've got Colombia, we've got Australia, Central America. Korea in particular is exciting, I think, because it's starting to show the inevitable rebound of food service in Korea, which we've been waiting on for several months. So I think overall, a very exciting month for pork.
Hallstrom said while February beef export volume was slightly lower year over year, export value climbed by 10% to more than $830 million.
For February on beef, a very big month again for Mexico, almost 20,000 tons. But similar to pork, we're starting to see some other markets really contribute as well. Caribbean, I believe, had a record month, almost 3,000 tons, diversified across several different countries within the region. You had Central America with dramatic growth and South America as well. And I shouldn't leave out the Middle East, especially on the beef variety meats. And you know, you've got Asia stepping up on a beef side, over 5,000 tons for Taiwan, which is 15% growth after a slow start in January. February looks pretty good in Taiwan. And Korea, while down slightly on the volume side, the value side showed dramatic growth.
For the World of Agriculture, I'm Riley Smith.